For months, the biggest threat hanging over the global steel industry has been an economic slowdown, but now the industry is facing higher input costs as well, following a deadly mine spill in Brazil. Bloomberg's Joe Doe joins me with more. Joe, it's nice to talk to you.
Hey.
Let's start with the backdrop on this. So quite a few of the big steelmakers have reported earnings. What's the overall tone been like?
I think the overall tone, especially with the U.S. steelmakers, is growth in 2019, but not as good as 2018. And ArcelorMittal, which is the largest steelmaker in the U.S., although not a U.S. steelmaker, they came out during the week as well and said pretty much the same thing. They're expecting growth, but it's just not going to be as good as 2018.
I guess one of the questions then to ask is what's going to happen to margins, because we know that input costs have changed dramatically in the last few weeks, along with the outlook for iron ore after a dam collapse in Brazil affected Vale's production. Who, Joe, has been hardest hit by that?
I think the companies that are going to end up being hardest hit by it are the ones that really can't source iron ore themselves. So steelmakers obviously buy iron ore, turn the iron ore into steel through a seemingly simple process. You blow some oxygen into iron ore, it turns into steel, right? Well, if that raw material is going up, the worry that Vale is having iron ore come offline and a potential for other iron ore coming offline in Brazil if there's a real crackdown means anyone who has to source it that doesn't produce it themselves or mine it themselves, they're going to have to pay more. ArcelorMittal and some of the U.S. steelmakers are a good example of people who would actually be insulated from this because either they do mine it themselves and so they don't have to buy it from other people, or in the case of Nucor and Steel Dynamics, they actually use a lot of steel scrap to turn it into steel products instead of the raw material.
Yeah, I guess that insulation is going to be pretty key from a U.S. perspective, certainly given that U.S. President Trump has gone to so much effort to protect U.S. steelmakers.
Yeah, and it's a real question that we're trying to figure out here in 2019. What kind of lasting impact do the tariffs have for the U.S. steelmakers? And the question that the analysts are asking is, wait a minute, these tariffs have come in to protect these guys. They've been able to raise their prices in the U.S., and we've also seen imports go down because they're so expensive to get here in the United States. However, now all the steelmakers are opening up old capacity, in many cases, opening up new plants. And so that means more supply is going to be coming online, which ultimately could push down the price and technically start hurting some of these U.S. steelmakers.
Joe, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bocov.